Hey everyone, this is Biz from Happily Fit or After and the HCG Shop, and once again, I am your host for this evening's fun-filled, frolicking, fantastic festivities. Try to say that three times fast. You know, I always like to start these calls with a sincere thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us. I want to thank Darlicia for actually agreeing to be interviewed a second time. And whether you're listening tonight live or you're listening later on in the future to the recording, I really do want to thank you because time is a really precious commodity these days. And to think that you've chosen to spend the next hour or so with us, well, it kind of gets me a little goosebumply. The first live interview that I did with Darlicia, I have to say I was a little bit nervous, but you made it easy, Darlicia, and I really don't think today will be any different.
Okay.
And just like the first time, we didn't rehearse.
What you hear is what you get.
Yes, that is for darn sure. You know, I was going to go ahead and try to cover things that we wanted to the first time, which was basically kind of an extensive questionnaire that I had sent Darlisa, and she took her precious time and answered everything, and we hardly covered any of the questions. And like Darlisa said, you're going to get what you're going to get because we both don't know how this is going to go. And like I just said a few moments ago, I think the direction that it's going to go to today is actually kind of divine. I'll cover that in a minute. after the last interview, I can't tell you how many emails I got that said that at least one thing that was said gave the person listening something to hope for. And it wasn't the same thing for each person that wrote me to tell me that. In fact, all it really takes when you're listening to something like this, all it really takes is just one elegant idea, one nugget of information or something to get those internal juices going that'll help you or help you make a decision or help you decide that now's the time that you need to make changes that are going to be necessary to finally live or get empowered to live in the power, the body of your dreams. In case you know, some of you out there have never heard me talk before, I have a I have a tendency to go off on tangents, and you can even call them soapboxes. And all I can say is, just please deal. I tend to compose myself pretty quickly. But sometimes I might go off and get into some rant and everything, and then I'll stop. So just deal with me. Now, before I officially introduce Darlicia, let me say in advance that there's going to be some talk tonight that I've barely touched on. And there's going to be a subject coming up tonight that I've actually barely touched on with Darlicia, because her time with me, this last relationship that we have since she started her, because she was in relapse and then she came back, we've been focused solely on her losing weight portion of the protocol. Isn't that right, Darlicia?
Yes.
We haven't really concentrated on maintenance, although you have had breaks during your time. It hasn't been long term. It's been a couple of weeks or a couple of days or whatever. So we really haven't focused on maintenance.
No, that's the next step.
That's the next, and that's a big one, isn't it?
That's a big one. That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah, and so we're going to be talking tonight, and you're going to be hearing basically me coaching Darlicia into a subject that we've just scratched the surface on in emails, because like I said, we've been so focused on her losing weight that we really haven't delved into this, although she has heard me talk about it, or she has read me talk about it, I guess I could say,
right,
in the emails. And it's going to shock some of you out there And please understand, and I always say this with a little trepidation, please understand that I'm not a doctor. Darlisa might be a doctor, but I'm not. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a certified nutritionist. And I'm not a certified dietitian. What I am is just somebody that likes to research, and what I am is a coach. And so what my job is to help you with the information that I've gleaned over the years with working with different people and clients, help you, show you, empower you with the knowledge so that you can make decisions yourself. So even though we're going to be talking about this certain subject that we're just about to broach, I'm not going to force Darlisa to do this, but I am going to give her the information, and then she does with it what she wants to. And it's so funny because, like I said, we were going to go over stuff that we didn't go over last time, but Darlisa is in kind of a little bit of I don't even want to say pickle.
Funk.
Help me out, Darlisa.
Funk.
Funk.
I'm in a... Yeah, I think I'll call it a crossroads.
Crossroads,
you know,
okay.
Yeah, and so a lot of variables are in play, but I think I know really kind of what the bottom line is, and I'm sure we'll get there.
Yeah, I'm sure we will too. And the subject, I don't want to do that because I want to have a little bit more of an introduction on you and where you're at since the last time that we talked. So
right.
I wanted to preface that though, because whatever information that I'm going to be offering to everyone that's listening today, please understand, do your own research. Make sure that you're comfortable. If you're going to go this route, make sure that you're comfortable with it before you just say, hey, this said this and it should work and blah, blah, blah. No, do your own research. And okay,
I'm
now
sorry.
I hear some outside background
right.
noise.
I'm going into another room, these crazy dogs. I knew that was too good to be true.
Hey, I've actually done these calls in a closet.
Well, I got to do something. They are so loud. I'm so sorry. Okay.
No, that's okay. Hey, this is technology, and you're and you know, and this makes it real, Darlisa.
Okay, I'm in my room. Nothing's coming
okay.
in here.
So anyways, I'm going to be talking fast and furious for the next, 40 minutes, 45 minutes or so. And what I'm going to be talking about is going to probably bring up a lot of questions. And please know that I am broaching a lot of these subjects that I've only been working with my clients for over the past, 4 or 5 years. I'm now broaching those particular things that I've only shared with them. I'm broaching that with my blog now that's at the hcgshop.com. So you can find out more and more about what we're about to talk about by going there. I'm really finally convinced that what I'm calling now the Biz Buzz method has merit and it works. And I've tested it long enough with clients and members, and so I'm actually ready to start actually publishing a program. And so what I'm doing with my blog now is kind of organizing my thoughts so that I can put it into a nice little package so that instead of being one-on-one, I can be one of many. So I hope that's all making sense. That was kind of a disclaimer. That was a long disclaimer. But I'm going to go ahead and give the floor to Darlisa right now. And what I want you to do, kind of, Darlisa, is – give us a little bit of your stats and where you are since the last time that we talked. I know the last time that we talked, you had just surpassed 100 pounds lost, and you had done it in less than 9 months.
Nine months. So it's basically I started, and I can get long-winded and lost, so just cut me off if I
you know what? You're sounding you're sounding kind of hushed, so I don't know what's
okay. This is hold on, let me Hold on.
You were louder before.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just took it off of
the Bluetooth?
Speaker.
Speaker, okay.
Yeah. So anyhow, I started, it's really weird because I started 3 years ago my original journey, and I lost probably about 74 pounds, and I had Biz as a coach and decided that I was looking good and feeling good and didn't need her anymore and didn't want to spend that money. So I got into a crunch and regained all of the weight and some, and ended up, let's see, if I started at 243 that time, I ended up at 269.8, and just not in a good way emotionally, did not, you know, tried some other methods that I knew weren't working well, and decided that enough was enough. I knew HCG was something that worked well for me, and I got started again. And once I saw success and I got back on HTA and, you know, saw some of the same people that I had become cyber friends with, I decided to give Biz a call and say, all right, I'm ready to really do this the way I was supposed to do it. So that call probably happened, I would say, in August. Maybe I got started in July, like July 7th, and mm-hmm. I called Biz in late August. And early February, I crossed my 100-pound mark, and I think the highest I got was 105. So at the moment, I've been struggling with a goal. It's ever changing. Every time you get to a goal, you think, oh, I could be a little bit smaller. Then I decided I wanted to use a size as a goal, and even that changes. And so I really haven't picked a hard and fast goal. It was 160, but I think it's kind of changing. It's between 160 or a size 8 jean. I'm at a size 8, like, jegging, but probably a size 10 jean. And I don't know where I'm going to end up. But I'm getting to the point that I'm getting nervous and really contemplating how we're going to handle maintenance and really, you know, trying not to get back into old habits. But I know Biz is there and not going to let that happen. So that's kind of where we are right now.
Yeah. Well, what was really striking, because we were texting, you know, this afternoon back and forth on what direction that we were going to go with this, you know, kind of coming down to a direction. And do you mind me kind of sharing what you said in your text?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. Let me, normally I don't like electronics when I'm doing things like this, but I think it's important that I kind of say exactly how you said it. So I'm going to read it, especially right off my text. So give me a second to look it up. And I thought it was, you know, after a while, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is so divine that we can go in this direction to talk about this today. Okay. you're kind of playing right now the head in the sand game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've kind of gone off on a little tangent. You're having some hormone problems, and that's, you know, yeah, I want to be delicate. and you said, hold on a second. I was asking you if you had any problems with me discussing your struggle, and you're struggling with wheat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So you said, no, ask anything because it's a struggle. I'm good when I just leave it. When I indulge, I feel like a drug addict. And this is the part that I thought was divine. You said, I ran out of HCG and started my, while waiting for it. I'm positive HCG decreases my PMS symptoms. I've been a basket case for the last 5 days, angry, crying, and gorging. Wait, hold on a second. I'm trying to think where you went with that.
I probably have typos.
Oh, you haven't done your session, I guess?
Just me working
You're working out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, and then you said, I haven't done that. Okay, this is where it is. My phone sometimes weirds out the texts. I haven't done that since getting back on it last year. Now I'm really scared to get off it at all. Ask away if it means helping someone, including myself. Okay. So that's the direction. That's the thing that I'm thinking is divine, because we have had discussions, and they've been very light in the past, because like I said, we've been focused on you losing the weight, not really maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
But we discussed about living on HCG. Do you remember our discussions about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You said I had to learn how to get over it.
No. Well, here's the thing, and this is what I want to pursue this a little bit. I want to go in steps, and this is where people out there that are listening right now. This is actually coaching Darlisi at this point. I'm coaching her. So this is what happens usually with emails, not so much on the phone, but usually with emails. So let's have a little conversation, first of all. Let's go back to Pounds and Inches, okay? Let's go back to Dr. Simeon's and his miracle of a manuscript, Pounds and Inches. And let's go back in time to how he discovered what HCG did, okay? Now, for all of you out there that have your little manuscripts handy, I'm actually going to go online to look at mine. But let's go back to when he talked about the fat boys. Now, Darlisia, do you remember that whole conversation?
No, I'm online. I'm getting ready to look at that.
Okay. It's under his subheading, A Curious Observation. And after he had done all his little testing with, or when he was doing his, let me get my thoughts in order here. He was in Africa and he had dealt with, he was a cardiologist in Africa, and he was looking at women that were in poverty and they were giving birth to healthy babies, and he figured out there was something about the HCG. That's when he figured out what HCG did. Then he says, under his A Curious Observation, he started talking about fat boys, which were, and I'm going to read straight from Pounds and Inches. These are the so-called fat boys with long, slender hands, breasts any flat-chested maiden would be proud to possess, large hips, buttocks, and thighs with, okay, are you looking at it?
Yeah, striation? I'm looking it up.
Okay, I don't know what striation is. Knock knees and underdeveloped private parts.
Striations are like stretch marks around the belly,
okay,
on the side.
Okay.
From getting
okay.
Bigger.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Often with undescended. Okay. Boy things. Okay. It. What was interesting. There you go. Thank you, because you're a doctor, you can get away with it. Okay. So, the way that they treated these fat boys at that point is, and it goes on in the same, under the same subheading, it tells them that they were given HCG in massive form twice a week. Okay, it says the usual way of treating these fat boys with underdeveloped genitals is to inject several hundred international units twice a week. Then he realized that they could get the same effect by injecting it. The second was that small daily doses appeared to be just as effective as much larger ones given twice a week. Thirdly, and that is the observation that concerns us here, when such patients were given small daily doses, they seemed to lose their ravenous appetite, though they neither gained nor lost weight. Strangely enough, however, their shape did change. Though they were not restricted in diet, there was a distinct decrease in circumference of their hips. Now, the reason I just read that whole area in my warped little belief system fulfills two aspects of the BizBuzz method that I use with my clients. One is you can actually live on HCG, okay, without any problems. You can live on HCG. He was giving HCG in small doses to boys, not to lose weight, but to change their appearance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do it. He didn't give it to them and ask them to cut their calories. He actually gave it to them, and they ate the same way. But what happened was their appetites did decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. Secondly, I use this with my warped sense of theories, in that you can use HCG to reshape.
Right.
So here's two aspects of HCG that people are not that familiar with. One is that you can live on it, and two is that you can use it to reshape. You don't have to just use HCG to lose weight. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Am I making sense? Okay. Let's go, secondly, to the question that I usually get asked is, how you can't stay on HCG for that long because you're going to develop immunity and blah, 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 blah. Well, that's bunk. And one of the reasons I know that it's bunk is there are more than several clinics out there that have more than 20 years experience with HCG that actually do HCG nonstop until the person has lost all their weight. And the most that I have done research with this has been for 9 months. So, like the clinic, I don't know if you ever heard of the clinic Reliana or Relina.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. So that clinic
has
been now.
With real HCG, though.
Yes, exactly. Not homeopathic. It's real HCG, and they're out of California. Well, when I interviewed them back in 2007, they were telling me that their course of treatment, they had people. Now, they would do breaks if that's what the person wanted, but if the person didn't want to do breaks, they would do until the person has lost all their weight. So even if there was 100 pounds,
mm-hmm.
they were staying on HCG until it was done. So you can be on HCG for an indefinite amount of time, and it's not going to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to change you or whatever. Now, let's go back to living on HCG. Okay. I have had clients that – I actually have one client right now that's on her seventh month of living on HCG since she came off her last round and maintained, and I think she's had to do 3 correction days the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this client has dealt with death in her family, has dealt with taking care of a cancer patient or a member of the family that was dying of cancer. She's had to deal, in other words, she's had to deal with so much stress, and she has still maintained within a certain range the entire time. And she's been living on HCG, and her calories are anywhere from 1,600 to 1,800 calories a day, sometimes more. Now, my warped belief system is that HCG, while you're on, and these are for people that when they're on HCG feel like $1 million, but once they come off of HCG, they feel like they're going to go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that something happens when you are on HCG, whatever makes the hypothalamus work, the diencephalon work, whatever it's doing to make that work, I believe that when you come off, those things are not working anymore, and it turns you into, like you said, a crying, you know, hormonal. It's doing a balance act that is not granted for you when you come off of HCG. Does that make any sense? Mm-hmm. Am I speaking great?
No,
or?
It makes a lot of sense.
And I actually have an offline friend that has been living on HCG since June of 2010, And the reason why she continues to live on H, I mean, she injects every day, and she eats a normal, she eats normally. Once she started HCG, she didn't have to start, she didn't have to take her blood pressure medicine anymore. She didn't have to take her diabetic medicine anymore. She didn't have to take her her arthritis medicine anymore. She didn't have to take her antidepressant anymore. And she felt that, or she still feels, that the balance of just taking something natural like HCG, because it's obviously something is working in her system to while she's taking the HCG, is better than taking all those other drugs that are not natural.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't, I, when I, before I even found out about HTA and you, I went to a clinic. And my whole goal, I thought that I had early menopause. I was having missing periods or extra days and very heavy, and I was very emotional, I mean, to the point that I was secluding myself from my family because my mood swings were so crazy, and I was worried about work. I'm in a leadership position where I supervise people and have to manage people, and my anger and my issues were just out of control. So when I went to this clinic and I started my very first round, all of that went away. And, I mean, I felt so good. I didn't need anything. I was too scared to take anything for depression because we have to report that when we get our license renewed. Yeah, and so I didn't want to do that. And he told me that HCG increases the production of progesterone, and that could be a reason why my cycles went to normal and my mood was elevated. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes a lot of sense because I tell you, without it, I don't know if it's just a bad time to be without it, because I've done 21 days without having any problems. But I just think at the time that I stopped using it was exactly the time that my progesterone would normally drop once my Tom is getting ready to come. And so I think I had a double whammy all at one time, and just awful cravings, and you just, like, I couldn't get enough. If you could see my stomach, I'm still bloated from it and in pain, but still stuffing food in my mouth. And it was scary because, you know, you recognize this behavior and you know it's not right. You know you shouldn't do it. And you know what happened to you the last time it happened. And I'm like, I don't know what to do here. And so it's just funny that you give me enough rope to let me do my thing, but you call or text just in time to make that light go off. And I knew, and I had already started getting myself back together, and I knew we were going to, I wanted so bad to not even do this call because I felt guilty and felt like I don't deserve to be interviewed because I'm not doing this right anymore. But I felt like I needed to go ahead because, one, I still need to be accountable for myself and make sure that I'm getting back on track and doing things the way I'm supposed to do, and to let everybody know that it's nice to congratulate myself and talk about how great it is to lose 100 pounds, but it's still a battle every single day. And so that's why, you know, we're here today to kind of figure out.
That's really interesting that you said that your doctor said that, and I'm going to have to look that up because, you know, mm-hmm. we all know that women that have the hormonal issues, a lot of people are on bioidenticals, and those mm-hmm. bioidenticals have progesterone in it. And because mm-hmm. I guess that's the one hormone that seems to get out of whack as we get older and older.
Right.
And that one hormone can cause us, that being out of whack, can cause mm-hmm. us, like, like you said, you're just uncontrollable. You're either uncontrollable fits of anger or rage or uncontrollable eating or something. It's you know, like I said, I'm no doctor, but I've had enough experience with hormones to know when I'm feeling good and when I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know a lot of my clients have gone into, like, and that's why this light bulb just went off when you wrote that to me. Is like, when you're on HCG, you feel like $1 million.
Right.
And when you come off, it's like, where did that go? And it's not, you know, there used to be a time where I would say, well, it's because you're eating the junk. Well, you get into that wanting to eat the junk portion because your hormones are getting out of whack.
Right, exactly.
And, yeah, so it's like this vicious circle that's going round and round and round.
Right.
So it's like, okay, well, who wants to live on 500 calories? You know, who wants to stay on HCG and live on 500 calories? What I'm here to say is you can stay on HCG. You don't have to be at 500 calories. I mean, I have clients that are on 16, 17, 18, even sometimes 2,000 calories on HCG. Now, it's not going to help you lose weight, but it's not going to make you gain weight, and it's going to keep whatever it's doing, whatever it's fixing, whatever it
right.
stimulates, is it's keeping doing that. And
right.
so you feel like you're under control for once. And that's a wonderful feeling, to feel under control.
Yep.
And that's what, you know, and I'm so glad that you decided to, even though you're in a, and I don't want to say pickle because that's just the wrong word to use, but you're in this frame where it's like,
right.
you know, I'm out of control. I got to get under control. And you're a good example of when things are going right, you check in every day.
Right.
When things are not going right, then all of a sudden you want to drop the check-ins. And that's
the
time
to I don't want to tell anybody.
And that's when you need to check in. That's when you need to be accountable because, and this is what I tell my clients a lot of times, I can be objective. I don't live in your stuff. I don't live in your world. So when I look at it, I can say, hey, let's back up. Let's get back on HCG, but don't do this to lose weight. Let's be good on HCG to see if we can just maintain. And that's what I did with this one client that, like I said, she's going on 7 months now. And I've had more than one client do this in the past. They're not all with me right now, but they were living on HCG for months at a time, months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And
we did that. I'm sorry, Biz.
No, go ahead. No, please. Oh,
we did it over Christmas, over the holiday. So instead of me stopping altogether or, you know, trying to do 500 calories throughout Thanksgiving and Christmas, you told me to, you know, increase the calories, eat mostly P2, but I could basically have, well, no, I ate P3, but I stayed
you ate
on
P3,
HCG,
yeah.
And I didn't have any sugar. That was the only thing. Still stay away from sugar, but eat P3 food. And I did that, and I didn't gain anything. I maintained perfectly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I lost some during that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was crazy. It was like, wow. So I think that's a wonderful idea. Even if I'd still have things a little bit to lose, I basically feel like I'm about 10 pounds away. And I think I'm nervous because then I have to maintain. But that takes that away because I know that I wasn't hungry. I still had to make myself eat because I wasn't hungry at all when I was doing it. And
let me interrupt you for a second. Now, okay, because these are the comebacks I get when I suggest people living on HCG. Well, I don't want to be hooked into having to take anything daily.
Well,
just to maintain. What would you coach me? I just said that to you. Coach me.
Well, I would say that if you have to take a mood stabilizer and a high blood pressure pill, then that's still taking something forever for the rest of your life. You're trading, you know, one thing for another.
Exactly.
And that one thing, you know, is not necessarily good for you. We know that HCD doesn't have any, you know, negative side effects, at least not that I've read or found.
Yeah. See, there you go. I love it. Okay. You just made my point. Thank you very much.
Well, no, I'm serious. And I mean, I don't want to be funny, but, I mean, I've tried. I can write my own prescription, so I did try an antidepressant, but I just didn't want to go to a doctor to get it because it was documented, you
right.
know. And they have side effects.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they
and,
do. And they make you
and not good side effects. And so I was like, no, I'm not ready to give it all up. I just need to go find something else that's going to work for me. And
exactly. Now, also, you started to mention, you said that you're not, when you're on an HCG, you're not hungry, you're not, you know, you're focused, you're whatever, okay?
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I usually hear from clients is they wish they had this magic pill that they could take and eat like a normal person. Now, isn't that kind of thought process, isn't that kind of normal? Isn't that what we would consider normal? That, you know, people that are naturally thin, naturally skinny, they don't usually worry about what they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the feeling that you have when you're on HCG and you're doing it right.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah. It is correct. I do it even when I'm doing it exactly the way I'm supposed to a T, even though it's only 500 calories, it's comfort because I know what I can have. I'm having it and it's over. There's no big decision making. There's no fighting, you know, oh, I need to have this or do I need to have this? You don't really have to do a large amount of planning. You just have to make sure you weigh and get your calories in. And it's, I always said, you know, I always love the 21st day because I can decide that I'm going to go ahead and go to P3 and have a chicken thigh instead of breast or have some sour cream. But once I do it, I'm like, I'm ready to go back to P2 only because it's so comforting.
It's easy.
To me.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Yes. I don't have to worry about, you know, 70-30 or whatever, 70-20-10 or whatever my ratios were, and I could do whatever I want, and it's not as much cooking, so it's for me, it was just comforting to just have that, I don't know, I love the idea of always taking it. I think it's
Now, as you know, and I don't want you to be caught into something that, you know, that can hurt you in the future. So if you don't want to answer this question, please don't.
No, what? Ask it first.
As a doctor, do you see anything wrong or a detrimental, I shouldn't say wrong, but detrimental or any negative side effects that you would see with taking HCG on a regular basis if it so happened, you know, for years? Do you see anything wrong
with
that?
Right now, no. I mean, I've done as much research as I could, and I really can't find anything, you know, that really has any serious detrimental side effects. I mean, the big thing that we talk about is the coldness. I don't know if that's HCG or if that's the reduction of calories, because anytime you reduce your calories, there's vasoconstriction in your body and it shunts blood to the center part. So it could just be, you know, that. And then some people talk about sleep disturbances. And when I first started, I had insomnia, but I sleep like a baby now. I don't know what that was, but I haven't had that at all during this whole year, and didn't have it for most of the time. The last time it was just for a couple of months. So I don't really know of any really long-lasting detrimental side effects. And I tell you that the medications that we prescribe every day have way more. You can watch a commercial and see all of the possible side effects that these drugs that we take for different disease processes. I would take HCG over insulin every day. Insulin is a bad, dangerous drug, and it does not cure diabetes. It manages blood sugar, and there is a huge difference. And, you know, the cholesterol medications have a way more involved side effect profile that I would never want to have over HCG. And if I, you know, if I found evidence that there was something else that could happen long term, then, you know, we'd have to revisit it. But right now, it's certainly nowhere near as dangerous as some of the drugs that we often prescribe on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. See, I mean, that's the one thing. And, I mean, I don't know how much research you've done. People have talked about HCG causes cancer. And
yeah.
You have read stuff like that. And the answer I have. Go ahead.
No, I have a neighbor whose sister just died of pancreatic cancer. And she was young. And I think she was under 40. So HCG is the reason. And their doctor told him, so that's the gospel. And the problem I have with that is millions of women get pregnant every single day.
Yeah, that's exactly my argument. I'm glad a doctor has my argument.
Yeah, and if
are you going to tell women who get pregnant that their chance of cancer has risen now because they've got HCG running through their body, like,
right,
you know,
in
billions
the amount.
Of more.
Yeah, yeah, the amount of HCG in their body, the amount that doctors have been using HCG for fertility for years. That's not in much, much larger doses. I mean, like 1,000 times more than what we use. And if that was a problem, we would see that trend. This isn't something new. HCG has been around for a very long time. And it's just an excuse, I think, to not address you know, processed foods and all of the other things that are going on that are causing problems with us.
Exactly.
And
the thing about
HCG
and cancer, and this is my understanding, and I'd love to have validation from a doctor on this, so validate me, is, you know, we all know that toxins are caught up in our fat cells. Is that correct so far? Okay, so when you lose weight, especially on HCG, you're releasing all those toxins into your bloodstream. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so if there's cancer in your body already and you decide to lose weight with HCG, your abnormal fat cells, which are going to be attacked by the HCG, are going to be spreading into your body. And if you especially have an estrogen-fed cancer, which likes to eat fat, you're going to encourage that cancer, just the fact that you're losing weight. Am I right?
I think you have.
Am I on the right track?
I think you're on the right track. I think the problem is a lot of physicians are not prepared to think that way. And so
I thought this way back in 2007 because I had when I first learned about the whole cancer and HCG relationship, a girlfriend of my sister's called me and she goes, should I do HCG? I said, I'm not going to tell you if you should do HCG. She goes, I'm in remission. Should I do HCG? And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you to do HCG or not do HCG. And I said, what are your thoughts are? She goes, well, I think I'm more at risk being obese for a heart attack or stroke than I am for the chances of me losing weight to get my cancer back and, you know, to get her cancer back. And she ended up doing the HCG, so she lost her weight and her cancer stayed in remission.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that's when I kind of figured out what was happening, the whole losing weight and the fat getting all that, you know, spread into the and I'm like, so I do try to warn my clients that, you know, that's a decision that they have to make. And and I don't even know how we got on this.
Yeah, I don't think I really don't think it's valid because, I mean, again, you can also say cancer, that's just such a sensitive topic. And I am not an expert, so I don't want to pretend like, you know, I am. But, I mean, it's common knowledge that we all have receptors in our body. Everybody has different cancer-causing receptors. And it takes those activation of those receptors to actually cause the growth and the proliferation of the cancer cells. And many things cause it. Tobacco causes it. Oxygen radicals cause it. You know, things in the environment, things in our food, things in the drugs that we take. Yeah, it really is. And so, you know, to pinpoint one thing, to say, this is doing it, that's probably not your culprit. There's probably a whole bunch of other things that you are either drinking or eating or environmentally exposing yourself to that are much more likely causing the activation of those different receptors. And if I'm going to take a chance, I'd rather take a chance on getting rid of insecticides and processed foods and all of the sugar substitutes than worry about HCG.
There you go.
That's, you know, and I can't prove it, but that's just what I'm doing for myself. If my,
right,
you know,
exactly.
18, 20-year-old daughter decides I want to try to do something with my weight, I don't have an 18, 20-year-old daughter. But, you know, I'd be comfortable telling her this is an opportunity for you. And, you know, I can only go with what I know at this time.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, like I said, there have been, ever since Dr. Simeons wrote Pounds and Inches, there have been clinics upon clinics upon clinics worldwide, basically,
right,
that have used this. You know, I had a client, one of my first clients that actually was Greek, and she flew back and forth to Greece 3 or 4 times a year, and HCG is available over the counter. You can go to the pharmacy there. They will give you a short round's worth of injections over the counter. You don't need a prescription for it. That's how, you know, a lot of them. And it's old school there. It's old.
Yes.
It's a little town pharmacy, you know, the mom and pop variety,
right,
type thing. It's like, and so that's what they did. That's how they managed their weights. And so,
well,
it's,
I want to book a cruise.
I know, seriously,
a,
right?
A European cruise, and it stops in Greece.
Seriously, so
up.
It's been used, you know, for, I mean, decades. And
yes.
Yeah, decades. So it's,
no,
it's,
that,
you know,
that would have, it's well, I don't think I should say that, but I am anyway. Well, the vaccinations and the kids. I mean, I'm not here to make a call on whether you should or shouldn't, even though I do. But if that was really causing autism, even though I know autism is on the rise, we would have a way more autism than what we have now. It would be very, very clear. I just think there's a lot other variables that are involved. And,
oh, yeah, let's not discount, you know, wheat.
Yes. Well, I really think wheat is the devil. I'd never even put it together until we talked and we, you know, looked at my sugars and all of that. And that's what's so scary. I sit here and I feel like I am on a gold mine with the information about wheat. And I was so excited. And when you're excited and you want to share and people don't want to receive that information because they don't want to change their life habits, they want the miracle, they want to lose 70 pounds, but they don't want it to be hard. They don't want it to sacrifice. And so then they have to discredit me. Well, you know, it's all in moderation. I have watched it this weekend. When I don't eat wheat, I don't need wheat. I'm happy. I'm fine. There's no problem. And as soon as I put a piece of bread in my mouth or have that piece of cake, it's like something snacks.
Like you said, you're a drug addict. And that's exactly what Dr.
You,
Davis says. It's,
yes,
it's exactly that kind of effect.
And, I mean, right now, my ankles are swollen. I haven't seen swollen ankles since last winter. I mean, I couldn't fly without my ankles swelling. And, I mean, everything went down to, and all of a sudden, and it just, it freaked me out because I don't want to go back that way. And there's nothing that I can eat that's worth me going through this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that I have to get into my head every single time. It's not worth it at all. You don't want it. You don't need it. It's not doing anything for you. Keep moving. And if I have to have that conversation every single day, I'm going to do it because this weekend was probably the worst weekend I've had in the last 12 months.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm here, though.
I'm sorry. I know, and that's awesome. And that's, you know, and for those of you listening out there, I mean, Darlicia is about as real as you can get out there. I mean, she's dealing with it all. She's a mom. She's a professional woman. She's a wife. She's a busy. She travels. You can't have anything that she hasn't done. So if she can do it, so can
really?
You.
Really?
Seriously, right? And you're making it real because, you know, I don't want anybody to think that it's not a struggle. It is a struggle. Huge struggle.
The protocol is easy to follow. It's not difficult to follow, but it is a difficult process.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of looking at yourself, you know, and reevaluating exactly who you are and what you want out of life because it's, you know, and I've been through all the cheating. Well, I can do this. Well, if I only have this much, but it doesn't work.
You mean those little voices are lying to you? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
But you're my little voice now.
You know, I got to say, because I text a lot of my clients, I do, because especially those ones that don't want to check in for a few days. And I'm like, okay, are you okay? And it's like, why did you choose this precise moment to text me? I'm like, I don't know. I just thought about you. It's like, how did you know I was about to put a donut in my mouth? Or how did you know? It's like, I don't know. It just, like, I have this little camera that I have on all you guys. No, that's not. But seriously, I mean, I'm glad to be there, to be that little nudge, to be that little conscience jab, because I want you to succeed. I want you to have success. You have gone through a lot to get to where you are. That's hard work.
It is.
And I want you to keep it. I don't want you to give it
too.
Away.
I told my husband, emotionally, I cannot be back where I was. That was a really dark place. And it was so funny because people say, well, I didn't know. Well, you always look nice and you always look fun. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, you can't just totally, when you work and you have to be around people, you just can't totally check out. But inside,
you check out when you go home.
You check, exactly.
Yep.
And
your family suffers.
Exactly. And that's what I'm in the room, literally. Close the door. Don't want to talk.
Hey, I've been there, girlfriend.
Like
I have
that.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Don't want to go back.
So I just, you know, we might have some battles and go up and down, like I'm taking off these jeans because they don't work right now, but I'll get there.
definitely. You're not, like I said, the last time that we had gotten together, you just recently paid for 6 months in advance for coaching.
Yeah.
And it's not that and I want to stress this, it's not all business with us. It really isn't. If I could do this for free, I would. I can't, unfortunately. But
nor should
I
you.
I don't treat you like a business. I treat you like a friend.
Yes.
Yes.
No, a lot of people, I try not to say things or, you know, plug too much, because I don't want people to think, oh, well, she just is trying to get us to be coached, or, well, yeah, if I was a doctor, I could pay for it too. And I'm like, everybody has their limit, and everybody has their moments where they splurge here and there. And, you know, I told Biz, I was on the Dave Ramsey budget, and he said, clean out all extra spending. And that's when I decided, well, I'm going to go. I really don't need to do this anymore. I'm going to go off. And if I really look at my account, there's a lot of areas where we splurge on something here, something there, something frivolous. And I really see this as an investment in my health, because if I break down, it's not going to be good in this household. and we're going to have much bigger problems than my weight. And so, you know, maybe I'll do without that, you know, nice restaurant every month or something else, you know, going and buying something that I don't have to have. But it's just, I just made it a priority because it's what keeps me focused and grounded. And, you know, even if we don't talk every day, I know I have that safety place that I
safety
can go
net.
To get back.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be of service.
I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you too. Well, I want to thank you for doing this. I can't believe we did it again for another hour.
And we just feel like it flew by.
Where did the time go? I want to, you know, we might have to do part three.
Well, because I feel like I don't know if people still have questions, but...
You know, what I can do, what I'll probably do with this one is put up something on the forum and say, if you have any questions specifically for Darlicia,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll handle it that way. How does that sound? Or like
yeah.
I said, we could have part three.
Yeah.
We'll do that another month from now.
I'm telling you, this is like it really is like what do you call it? A counseling session.
A coaching session.
Yes, and
yeah, coaching. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it.
I do too. I do. Well, thank you. And even though you didn't feel like it, and you had a rough week, and everything, and then I want you to seriously consider living on HCD, because we can try that. You know, like I did with the client that's on it for 7 months right now. I said, just give it a month. See what happens in a month. And then we went to two, and then we went to three, and then now we're up to seven. And she's like, I'm not getting off of this. I feel too good. I'm maintaining.
I know. No. No, I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem at all trying that. I do want to get back where I was, and I have to reach that goal in my number, in my mind,
I
just psychologically. And then once
and
that happens,
there.
Yeah,
get off the wheat, woman.
I know. I'm looking at myself right now, and I can just see it.
It's like, oh my God! Especially since you've been without it for so long. It's
yes.
Like, what do they call it? Homeostasis or something? Where?
Yeah. Well, I'm not
where,
in homeostasis.
Well, it's that if you keep doing something, then you're not going to notice the big difference. But if you
yeah.
stop and then you start again, you're going to see a
yeah.
huge difference. Your body's going to go like into overdrive. It's like, oh my God,
yeah.
this really is poison. This really
yeah.
is
that's
something
exactly
that I need to take care of right away. Yeah.
I mean, in a matter of days. And
yep.
that's the reason why I'm encouraged. I'm not freaking out completely, because nobody can, I don't even know the amount, but nobody can gain that much in 5 days. You know what I'm saying? This
yeah,
is,
oh, yeah.
This is water. It had, you
yeah.
know, at least in some form. And so
yeah.
I feel like, you know, I can still get it off and be back where I was, but this is crazy.
Yeah.
And it just goes through, if you
and,
don't.
And it's, like I said, it's a vicious circle. It's a vicious
yeah.
circle. It's like, okay, so you're doing this, and then it's affecting your brain. It's affecting
mm.
your whatever. And so you're going to keep
right.
doing it because you crave it more. And it's that that opiate, the Dr. Davis calls it, it's an opiate. Wheat
yeah,
is an opiate.
The,
it's
a, yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's a neurotransmitter from the
yes,
brain.
Yes, what do they call it? You know what they call
and
it.
And I can't believe I'm blanking on it. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. But it's like morphine receptors, opiate receptors in the brain. And
yep.
they
just makes you want more.
Exactly. So,
yep.
oh, that sucks. I'm so mad I'm forgetting this word.
Don't. I'm not going to. We're not going to end this.
Oh, I know. All right. So, not endorphins, but it's almost like endorphins. It's endorphin-like receptors.
We're both going to think about it when we're done with this conversation. You know that,
as
right?
As soon as we hang up, we're going to say.
As soon as we hang up, we're going to. Oh, that's what it was. Look, it's been an hour. I don't want to keep these people any more than we already have. So,
okay.
I know I hate it. I could go on for another hour.
I know.
In conclusion, I want to actually, this call was supposed to take place last Thursday, and I had a situation come up that that prohibited me from doing that. And what I was going to do at that point was I was running a special in March, my March Madness special for my coaching. I was going to offer it one more week. Well, I'm extending it because we had to do it today on Monday. I'm extending it for one more week. So anyone out there that might be interested in coaching, when I send the recording for this call, I'll be sending an offer. But let me let you know that it's going to be ending. The last start date will be next Monday, April 8th. So I want to thank Darlicia again for giving us her brilliant time, her brilliant.
Well, thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. And I hope that you start to feel
listening.
A little bit better, get back on track and
yeah.
checking in. And we'll do whatever we have to do to make sure that you maintain.
Yes.
Your fabulous weight loss. All right. I'm gonna end it. This is Biz from Happily Center After in the HCG shop. And thank you once again, Darlicia.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.